Hi, I'm Caleb Clausette. Brad and I are in charge of the facilities. And facilities is basically everything around you. And our most prominent project right now is all going on up there. And I'm pleased to say that we're actually finally resuming work up there on Monday. It's been a long time waiting for approvals to finish that out. But we're very excited and looking forward to being back upstairs. But I wanted to recruit all of you to be part of facilities because we can't see and fix everything. And so if you see something that's not working, whether it's a light bulb or a light switch, toilet paper, anything along those lines, let us know so that we can actually get it fixed, because we're the sort of the silent partner behind all the other ministries, the rooms, the building, all of this, the outside. This is what we run. And thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Sally and Vinny. How are you two doing?
I'm great.
I am so happy to be here.
So, what are you two doing here?
We thought you could use a little help with your presentation today.
Yeah, because we all know you don't like speaking in front of people.
You're right, Vinny, I don't, but I think I'll be okay.
Are you sure? I mean, maybe we should sing Blue Skies and Rainbows, or Jesus Loves Me.
Great idea, Sal. Or we could lead everyone in a craft or a game.
Oh, I don't think I need all that. But thank you so much for the offer, though.
Okay, then. We're going to go, but we look forward to seeing some of you all in KFC and Journeyland.
That's right, Vinny. Hey, Mr. Nick. Tell them if they're not volunteering for children's ministry, they're missing out on all the fun.
Okay, guys, I think I'll take it from here. Thank you.
Bye, Mr. Nick.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Well, that was so nice of them to show up like that. My name is Nick Mattaccione. I am one of the deacons over the children's ministry, along with Brian Bradshaw and Corey Fandrick. My specific area of focus and responsibility is Journeyland. Journeyland is a rotational-based Bible class for grades 1 through 5 that utilizes different learning styles to teach the Bible in a 5-year period. The children will rotate to a different workshop each week. These workshops for our Sunday morning classes include a workshop based on geography called Solomon's Study, a games workshop called Game of Life, a music workshop called Music Inside Out, and a theater puppet workshop called Journeyland Theater, in which the kids reenact Bible stories through a skit. Workshops for our Wednesday evening classes include a Bible storytelling class called Illumination Station, a cooking class called Bread of Life, a science class called Hizmat Lab, a DVD video class called Holy Word Movies, and an arts and crafts class called Master's Workshop. This unique teaching style allows the children to be taught one subject potentially 9 different ways, thus reinforcing strong biblical principles. I've been a part of Journeyland for many years, and I've heard so many times that this program changes these kids' lives. To tell you the truth, the program is, these kids have changed my life. It's amazing the benefits and blessings that you receive when you teach a child. So as a matter of convenience, I'm going to go ahead and read the KFC statement too. KFC, Kids for Christ, is the first stage of our South Fork Children's Ministry for our children ages 2 through kindergarten. It takes place each Sunday during the worship service throughout the school year. The goal of this age is to introduce and work to build character traits from a biblical perspective. We want them to know from a very young age that we don't just live our lives a certain way with patience, kindness, and courage, just because a school teacher said so, or from a TV or a Disney movie. These traits come from, first and foremost, from God's Word in the Bible. Each week, there is a Bible story, and we have a memory verse to help encourage their love for Scripture. KFC is a time for fun, though, and sometimes we get a little loud. The kids enjoy videos, puppet shows, games, activities, singing, and crafts. They never know what to expect. Each week, they'll go outside and play a water relay game or wrap each other up in toilet paper to act out a story of Lazarus, enjoy a puppet show in the KFC theater, or sing the hippopotamus song, as fast and as loud as they can. No matter what they are doing, we want our kids to experience the joy of being part of God's family from their earliest of memories. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Trinn, and I'm filling in for Brian Ashley today, who cannot be here. The slides that I'm about to show you were presented during a youth retreat we attended last fall. So 18 to 29-year-olds make up 17% of the U.S. population, and only 10% of the U.S. church attendees. Here is the deadly equation. Young people unprepared to defend their faith, plus a hostile university environment, plus the lack of an alternate worldview to pursue or fulfill their desires, plus increased distractions, equal that 80% will leave after graduation. So why do the 20% stay? There are three main reasons. Starting with number three, they attended a church where the Bible was taught in a relevant way. Number two, they had three adults walking in their life other than a parent. And number one, they had a mom and a dad, or a mom or a dad, who was passionate about their own relationship with Jesus. 94% of those identified as mature Christian adults reported they had parents who made sure they were surrounded by and connected to 3 to 4 other adults. And finally, of the 13 variables relating to youth ministry activity, the number one most correlated to mature adult faith is intergenerational relationships. So these statistics validate why youth ministry is such an important part of South Fork life. Our youth ministry is supported by 4 important components. First, TJ Bostick and Owen Chandler serve as our youth ministers. They are supported by Brian, our youth deacon, and a youth committee made up of 3 parent teams, the Ashleys, the Monte Calvos, and the Clausettes. Finally, we have an amazing collection of youth parents that step up and serve in so many ways. But we think there's a fifth, and that's our congregation. So if you have an interest in being a part of our teens' lives, here are some of the ways that you can serve. And TJ and Owen will be at the youth ministry table, so please come by and see them. Thank you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you.
Thank you. Good morning. Y'all hear me okay? Okay, I'm Scott Howerton. Go ahead and cue the puppets. Oh, there they are. No puppets in this ministry, sorry. This is adult ministry. And I just wanted to invite you to come to the table if you feel like you're an adult. And that means that you are just currently in school or just out of school, starting a family, all the way up to being a senior. The point is here is to uplift each other through service and through fellowship, coming up with activities that we can spend time together. The other thing is if you sign up for one of these ministries, it doesn't mean that you can sign up for the other ones as well. So we want your participation. We want to be able to uplift each other. We want to be able to be stronger Christians. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Larson. This morning, I am speaking on behalf of my wife, Marie, Jerry, and Tara Yale. Collectively, we make up the servant leadership for our ministry, which is missions and community outreach. Our goal is engagement of our church membership, engagement of our community, engagement of the world through acts of Christian service and love. I personally believe that this is the best ministry that South Fork has to offer, because it can be as simple as being a greeter on Sunday morning, reaching out to some of our many shut-ins, preparing a meal for the Ronald McDonald House, or serving a meal at the soup kitchen. You could volunteer for some of the many activities we have here at the church. It could be our trick or trunk, our community chicken stew, the blood drive, which Nick just happened to let me know is taking place next week. That's a hint in case you want to give. Also, how about cookies with Santa? You could get involved in some of our world missions, like EEM, Eastern European Missions, or the Bible camps that Sue Ann Mills and Leslie Dunbar are involved with in the Ukraine, or the works that Sherry Kretschmar has going on in Guatemala. As we enter spring of 2022, and we put COVID behind us, please stop by our table. Allow us to introduce you to the many opportunities that we have here to offer here at South Fork, because remember, South Fork wants you to engage. Thank you.
Good morning, church fam. Matt mentioned in his opening this morning that a lot of our members don't feel connected, and I know that affects all of us, and I can certainly relate to that. My name is Mike Parrish, and Jeff Trent and I will be heading up the Family Growth Ministry. Over the last 2 years, we've been limited as to what we were able to do, so we were looking forward to creating opportunities to help our church families connect. We're going to reinstitute an involvement survey to see what interests members have and how they can be plugged into those areas. Our plan is to create new small groups and plug all our church members into a group. Our goal is to get everyone involved, especially our newcomers, so everyone can feel welcome and part of the family. We're also looking for new small group leaders. If that's something you're even a little interested in, please come and sign up at our ministry table. We will support and guide you to become the group leader, even if you've never done it before. We're planning to have an activity every month to give our members opportunities to become closer. Some of the new ideas, in addition to the things that are already in place, such as cookies with Santa and the chicken stew, are movie nights, game nights, and there's even been some discussion about bringing back the talent show. So it might be time to dust off those hidden talents so you can come share it with your church family. If you have any ideas for monthly events, or you are interested in being part of a planning committee for any of these events, there'll be a sign-up sheet at our table. We're looking forward to getting started and helping everyone feel welcome.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine.
spoken to already the things that we are in charge of, member services. And so I don't have to expound any more on that. So our table's back there. Now, the SOS program is a little different. The SOS program, actually what that means, the original distress call, it meant save our ship. Well, in the Bible, we see many times the word vessel. We are saved vessels, and we carry a very special cargo. And I'm not telling you what it is, because you know it. The Holy Spirit inside of you is the cargo, giving us the message of salvation, who we are to deliver to the people who are in stress in this world. Come by our table and sign up. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is David Essick, and my ministry area is marketing and communications. And you guys are probably aware that there is communication and marketing going on here today. In my mind, communication just means the sharing of information, imparting information to other people through a variety of means. And marketing is really about telling a story, using communication to make something, whether it be a product or a service or a destination or a lifestyle, seem appealing and attractive. I think we can all acknowledge and agree that we as a church body here at South Fork, and we as the Church of Christ, members of the Lord's Church, have a wonderful story to tell. And it should be easy for all of us to tell that story in a way to make both this congregation and our resources and ministries and activities and people seem attractive, and it ought to be easy to make membership in the Lord's Church, living a Christian life, seem attractive. So that's what we're going to do. I realize that we as a church family already do a great job of using a variety of ways to communicate, emails and social media and our bulletins, and Nancy and Matt and our youth ministers and so many other folks do such a great job of sharing information and encouraging us all to fellowship together and be involved with one another. So basically, our vision for the marketing and communications ministry is to inform and engage and encourage each other and to equip us all to share the good news of South Fork, and ultimately to share the good news of the gospel and fulfill our commission in Matthew. So that's what we will do. Table to my left. I don't know that I have a sign-up sheet, but I really need your help with ideas and feedback, and I need sharers and retweeters and posters and all that social media jargon that I'm still learning. Sadie, you'll have to help me with some of that. But thank you in advance for all your help as we communicate and promote the work of the church. I'm going to switch gears now, and Ernie Garcia is not able to be here this morning, but I'm going to present some remarks that Ernie prepared in advance, if I can find them. So sorry, y'all. Bear with me just a moment. Guys, I'm so sorry. Oh, here we go. Thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you for your patience. Ernie's not here, but I think we've all seen over the past couple of years just the benefit and blessing that technology can provide during a time of opportunity and challenge that such as the pandemic provided. But Ernie's, I'm just going to read what he's prepared. Primarily, Ernie and his team are looking for people to help with Sunday morning services, to run the PowerPoint presentation and the live stream. And that's a unique opportunity not only to enhance our worship here in the Family Center, and hopefully someday soon back in the auditorium, but also to reach those who can't be here with the rest of us as we worship together. Our shut-ins, those who may be feeling sick on a particular day and feel like they need to stay at home, those of us who travel to various places but still want to be involved in our worship here. If you've ever looked at the tech table back there, there's a lot of equipment and buttons and dials and knobs and things, and it can seem a little intimidating and overwhelming, but Ernie has written down here that it's really not, that it's really pretty easy. So currently there are two cameras that we can switch back and forth and provide different angles and views for our online viewers. Once we move back into the auditorium, I think there are going to be three different angles. Ernie's pitch, or what he really wants to, I think, stress and promote is that this is an opportunity for folks to participate in the administration of our tech, of our live stream, in such a way as to express your own vision and personality and how the camera angles are used and zooming in and zooming out. There's really some artistic expression involved in that. It's really about telling the story of Jesus, telling the story of South Fork, illustrating Matt's sermons and other elements of our worship in various ways. So please consider being involved in that ministry if you'd like to, if that sounds appealing to you. And I know Ernie would appreciate all the help he can get. Thank you.
I stand to praise you, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Light the fire in my soul, fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know so light the fire in my heart again. Light the fire in my soul. Fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know just where I've been. So light the fire in my heart again.
You got it now. Right. Thank you. All right. I'm Roger Warner. I work with the Benevolence Ministry, along with Matt and Nancy Russell, our administrative assistant. There should be, shortly, some scripture references on the display behind us, but those scriptures emphasize how important benevolence is. During the ministry of Jesus and the accounts we have of the early church in Acts, we see people doing for others as they have need. You know, our mission at South Fork is to love God, love people, and help people love God. That's consistent with the two greatest commandments, as Jesus outlined, that of loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. An important way of doing that is helping people in difficult times, which is the goal of the benevolence ministry. Our ministry isn't as visible as some of the others, but when someone has a need, South Fork is there to help them. Other ministries are involved in benevolent works, the missions ministries and some of the others. Each ministry has some aspect of benevolence, but our ministry is to help with the urgent immediate needs of individuals. We provide assistance to both South Fork members and people in the community whose situation falls within our guidelines for assistance. The needs can take many forms: food, utility bills, the list goes on. We also provide assistance in other areas of ministry as far as benevolence is concerned. We provide confidential assistance with no expectations. We have our funds allocated in the budget, but thankfully we have other contributions earmarked for benevolence by members here at South Fork. Back in 2020, when COVID made its appearance, really I was concerned that we would have enough money in our budget to meet the needs that I anticipated. Our shepherds assured me that whatever happened, that no South Fork member would go unassisted if there was a need. And you know, members here at South Fork stepped forward and made generous contributions to our benevolence fund. In fact, some of those contributions remain in our fund. We didn't use them all. You would not believe how much South Fork members stepped forward and contributed. And those members know that we appreciate what they've done, and it gladdens my heart that they've done that. I got away from script. I'm sorry. But in 2021, our expenditures were $9,921. That's in help to individuals and special benevolence in other areas. We continue to look for ways to assist others and special efforts that we can participate in. And we would appreciate your help doing that. I mentioned Matt, Nancy, and I are primarily involved in this ministry, but others help as needed. So if you'd like to help, if you're interested in learning more about our program, please come by our table, and I'll be glad to discuss it with you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Grant Wilburn, and I'm assigned as the deacon for our finance and administration ministry. The ministry is charged with managing the finances of the congregation and supporting the needs of the operation of the church. We do this by creating and managing an annual budget, which we are in the process of finalizing this week, ensuring the congregation is up to date on all our bills and financial obligations, paying and supporting our church staff, using proper financial controls, and making sure that we are adequately insured, and finally, by encouraging all of us to give so that we can support the ministries of South Fork. We've had, I think, there's 12 different ministries represented here today. This finance ministry is vital in those ministries being able to be successful. And I don't have a sign-up sheet because all of us, I think, have already signed up for this in our hearts to be able to give as we've been blessed. So I would encourage you in that. My goal is to be able to carry out this ministry in a way that is right and correct and that is fully transparent so that everybody here can be confident that we're doing our finances and managing them well and properly. I want to be a good steward for the Lord, and I want to encourage good stewardship in all of us. In Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 19, Jesus talks about storing up treasures in heaven. And one way to store up your treasure in heaven is by your service to the Lord. And there are many opportunities today for us to volunteer for different services, and I encourage you to do so. Giving back to God, as we have been blessed, is also an act of service. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, in verse 7, Paul encouraged his readers to be excellent in this service, and he called it the grace of giving. Matt mentioned earlier how things may have changed in our numbers attending in person since the start of the COVID epidemic. But one thing I have seen is that we have still been very good and faithful in giving and us being able to meet the needs of our congregation. And I would encourage you to continue to do that. And I think it's a great blessing that we've been allowed to do so. So in addition to supporting the ministry by our contributions, I would ask that you continue to pray for our church staff and their families and for our shepherds. And I also ask that you would pray for me as I carry out this ministry. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. You've seen me a couple times today, but I'm Brian Noski, and I am the deacon of the worship ministry, which basically got reinstated this year. So up on the screen, you can see what I came up with for our ministry statement. So the first thing that we will do in the worship ministry is to get back to where we were pre-pandemic. A lot of you were around for when Keith Lancaster came, and he put a focus on us of the structure and flow of our services. That's going to be our focus getting back to, but I'd like to take it one step further, and I'd like to, you know, in addition to that, bring some passion back. You guys have sounded awesome this morning. The singing has been great, but just bringing some passion back to the service. We want worship to be a chance for everyone to rejuvenate and refocus themselves at the beginning of each week, so we're ready to go out into the world and do the work to which we've been called. Our worship service leaders, so that would be our song leaders, our prayer leaders, our communion leaders, and our scripture readers will need to lead their parts with passion to lead the church into each week uplifted. So, if you have a passion for one of our aspects of ministry, of the ministry service, and you can show that passion while you're up here, we need you. Don't hide back there. We need you to volunteer and lead our church each Sunday. If you feel called to serve during worship, but you're just uncomfortable doing that, you really don't like talking in front of people, this second part is going to be for you. The second aspect of this ministry will be to teach and train. This is basically going to start all the way down with our young children and go all the way up to our adults, those who want it, those who feel they might need a little extra refinement, anything like that. But we want our kids to grow up to be leaders in the church, whether it's here or whether it's out at another congregation, another country. We just want them to be leaders in the church. And by actively involving them in our worship service and teaching them how to do that well, we can rest assured that God's influence on our world will continue through our children. If you're an adult who isn't comfortable getting up in front of the church but feel called to do so, this ministry will also be there to help you gain some confidence. If you volunteer but say, I'm really not comfortable, we're not going to throw you up a week later, 2 weeks later. We'll take time, we'll work, help you plan, prepare, just get comfortable doing, getting in front of people. But that'll help you gain some confidence so that you can lead with passion in front of the church. This leads us back to what my mission is. In the worship ministry, our goal is to create a church service that is both pleasing and glorifying to God by engaging the entire church during our time of worship. So that concludes all of our different ministries that our deacons are leading. We'll go ahead and continue on into a little bit more of a traditional service when we do communion. So if you would all just please stand as we sing this song.
Lord, take.